This week reminds us that the greatest love note we could send to each other is one that encourages our personal and collective liberation. In this podcast, we look at the astrology of the upcoming week and how it will be landing for all of us collectively. For a more personalized reading that dives into the ways that this week's astrology will play out for you, download the Chani app. Hello and welcome. This is the Astrology of the Week Ahead podcast. I'm your host, Chani Nicholas. And on the docket this week, we definitely have some signatures, astrologically speaking, of love and connection and sparks flying. And yes, something that is akin to a reminder of our collective need for one another. That if we are going to talk about freedom, if we are going to talk about what actually will move the needle towards a type of equality for humankind, a humanitarianism, then we have to understand our own specific relationship to that. So this is the deal. We have Mars moving in to Aquarius. Oh, I forgot to say that this is the astrology for the week of February 12th. And on Monday, February 12th, Mars leaves Capricorn, which, you know, I have feelings about because I don't know what happened. I'm recording this back in November of 2023, but it looked good. Was it good? I hope future me felt like it was good. I hope future you also felt like the last five-ish weeks were good. And now Mars is moving into Aquarius. Last week, Mercury moved into Aquarius and met up with Pluto. Now, Pluto is a planet of depth and transformation and power and everything that exists on a subterranean type of level. So last week, last Monday, Mercury and Pluto met up. And so we were having conversations that were deep. We were excavating information. We were studying. We were focusing the mind. And we were having maybe intense conversations in our personal or collective lives. Now this week, as Mars enters the scene, Mars is our drive. Mars is our courage. Mars is our ambition. Mars is the god of war. So it's definitely about conflict. But entering the sign of the humanitarian means that Mars is driven towards something that is going to take the whole into consideration. Not that it's like good and it's not that it's bad. It doesn't have like a moral kind of judgment like that in a lot of ways. It's just that it's a symbol of moving the group towards something or moving in a way that is in alignment with what could be beneficial for the group. And it's really, really strategic because Aquarius is a sign that wants to understand how systems work and it wants to come from a place where it can have a great perspective. It's not immersed in what the group wants or needs or feels. Aquarius or any planet in Aquarius is going to want to come all the way back to the margins, to the outskirts, so that it can perceive with as much spaciousness as possible how everything is working. So Mars is the warrior. So the warrior now is all the way at the margins, metaphorically speaking, able to perceive the structures, the systems, and the group and what it might need. So we're strategically moving, hopefully, towards something that is for the collective good. Or I would say to the activists in the crowd and anyone who is concerned with life on this planet, this is good astrology to plant the seeds for our collective liberation. This is good astrology to say, how are we going to move the masses towards something that seems like a humanitarian vision for all? How are we going to make freedom so attractive and so desirable that the moving towards it is so much more delightful than fear, than the fear that we're fed, than the division that we're fed, than all of the lies and all of the propaganda that we're fed about the fact that supremacy, or I should say systems of supremacy, are the only thing that work. So Mars and Pluto come together on Tuesday, the 13th of February. And right before that, Venus makes a sextile with Neptune on the 13th of February too, which is really romantic, which is really lovely, which will definitely, you know, enter into the ethers on the 14th of February. So I hope that it is a really loving, sweet day that encourages us to romance life, to romance all the ways in which we can connect with each other and stay in a place of unification and nuance, great nuanced unification. Okay, so the Mars conjunct Pluto of it all is fascinating because Pluto is new in this sign and Mars and Pluto have not met up in this sign yet for like a couple hundred years, 200 and some odd years. So not in our lifetimes have these two come together like this. So this is a special moment of beginning. And then on Friday, Venus follows suit. Venus moves into Aquarius. Mercury makes a square to Uranus. So that's definitely a conversation that is about a update or a break or a change or a revelation. Something gets loud on Friday. Venus moving into Aquarius is definitely about collective love and an appreciation and a love for humanity. And on Saturday, Venus makes that same conjunction with Pluto. So that is really important because Venus is a planet of love and pleasure and connection. And Pluto is a planet of depth and transformation. So it doesn't always feel good when these two get together. It's not always lovey-dovey when these two get together. It can be like a very intense attraction to someone or something or some creative process or something that's beautiful. Like it can be a little bit of an obsession with what is transformative. People that have this signature in their chart can definitely create art that is really potent and powerful and transformative and can leave other people feeling transformed by receiving it. Beyonce has this signature. I don't know if you've ever felt that by receiving the Queen's work, but maybe I have. Anyways, this is really deep astrology. On a personal level, this might be a little tenderizing, meaning there might be a relationship issue that comes up that requires we go down into the layers that we don't normally sink into in regards to our relationship dynamics and in regards to our feelings and in regards to our feelings of not being enough or being unlovable or down to the root of something that we need to get down to the root of. And it's all very heart-centered. It's all about connection, feeling worthy of connection, feeling the complications in our relationships. But I think that most likely they're historic, right? As we travel down into the root system of the issue that we might be facing, we're probably going to note that this is something anchored in a way earlier version of ourselves or of our life. So you can always go back to like, what are my relationship issues with my parents and how are they showing up now? Or caregivers or original family or name any of the things that you usually go back to and be like, this is just another version of that. Okay, good. It is definitely astrology that helps us to retrieve something that is deep and deeply within us. So you can think about retrieving some part of yourself from an old or past relationship dynamic. You can think of retrieving some part of your ambition or your energy for Tuesday's astrology with the Mars conjunct Pluto. And on a kind of global or communal or collective level, the Venus conjunct Pluto is remembering that we don't get to collective liberation on our own. That's obvious, but we grow up, or we're in such a soup, we're in such waters of individualism. And this is also a signature that's like, hey, we're not just going to recreate the world in the ways that we've been taught to live. We need to do things differently. So we need to connect with each other, human to human, keeping our own humanity intact and the humanity of others intact. And we need to foster new kinds of groups. We need to foster new kinds of group connections so that we can have these little pods of transformation that occur in our own life and that also are supporting collective transformation. But we have to be deeply in relationship with one another. I don't mean that the relationships have to be your best friends or you have to have, you know, birthday celebrations with people that you're working alongside, but there has to be a commitment to other people, other actual humans, not just like online and followers and all of that. There has to be this deep one-to-one connection that helps to foster strength and to replenish energy and to replenish our faith and our hope and our dreams for humanity on this planet in order for us to engage, I think, effectively with change in the world. So who are your people? Who are your groups? How are you connected to them? How are you seeding, planting the seeds for possibility for a greater kind of transformation, being part of something bigger than yourselves, but still deeply rooted and connected to those one-to-one and personal relationships? So that's a little read. And then on Sunday, the sun moves into Pisces later in the evening. For most people, if you're not in Pacific or Eastern Standard Time, it will be on Monday. So we move into Pisces season and everything goes loopy. Everything goes poetic. Everything gets watercolored. Not everything, but you know what I mean. Thank y'all for leaving us reviews in the App Store. I wanted to leave you with this one. It's called A Daily Must for Many Reasons. I gifted myself the Chani app last year, and I am hooked. My favorite part of Mondays are going on a walk and listening to the week ahead for the collective, and also for my personal rising sign. And many times I go back the following week and listen again and have so many aha moments as things just click into place. This app is a very valuable resource for living life. So happy I found it. Next week, Venus and Mars make a conjunction here in Aquarius. So that will be the spark of a new thing. And we'll talk about that more then. There's also a full moon in Virgo. So it definitely feels like another big exclamation point in our little beginning of 2024. I'm sending you lots of love, many, many blessings. Please listen to your reading for the week on the Chani app. Please listen to what the writers on the Chani app team, the astrologers on the Chani app team, wrote for you in your Pluto and Aquarius horoscope. Also, once Mars and Venus move into Aquarius, read those horoscopes because they will talk a lot about this and the upcoming Mars-Venus conjunction. All right, y'all. I'm sending you so much love, 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 love. Liberatory love. Bye for now.